Good morning, guys. It's Sean today. It's Friday. It's October 25th, 2013. The weather outside here in Kansas City, it's a sunny 44 degrees, high at 58 today. It's like, that's great. Like, it's going to be nice, right? So I got an email from a listener of the show, member of the site, asking a little bit about 1Password. And actually, this is an episode that I wanted to do anyways, or possibly write about, basically kind of with Mavericks and the new, you know, iCloud keychain and how that syncs on. You got iOS 7 on your iPads and your iPhones. You got Mavericks on your computer there. You've got this iCloud syncing, right, where you've got your password stored and you've got your credit cards stored as well on there. It's all encrypted information and it's kind of easily accessible. It's really cool, actually. Just this morning, I was on my phone checking my email earlier. Got an email from LHJ Stocks announcing his latest edition of the 8 Faces Typeface magazine. I'm a huge fan of that magazine. Really cool. So I go to the website to order it, and I've got all my credit card information in iCloud there. So literally was able to just fill it out right away. Super simple from the iPhone, right? And usually that's a huge deal. I use 1Password for that stuff, copy and paste over like the credit card number and or things like that. Or you open the website in the 1Password browser and in the app on iOS. So anyways, so I wanted to talk a little bit about basically the differences and the complements between 1Password and the new iCloud keychain. So basically the biggest things are, you know, do you need both, right? If you now you got the iCloud stuff. I highly recommend both. Basically, I see them complementing each other very well. You know, iCloud will generate a password for you if you need a unique password and things like that. But I'm kind of more of a fan of the nonsensical passwords that 1Password generates. They're a little bit more crazy. iClouds are a little less crazy. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't even matter at that point. But anyways, there's so much more that I store in 1Password beyond just passwords, right? So I've got personal information like social security numbers and insurance information for, you know, health insurance, car insurance, auto insurance, stuff like that. Another great use for 1Password is basically as like a digital will. I've spoken about this on past episodes before, but you know, so much of what we do nowadays is all online, right? Especially for someone like me, and probably a lot of you as well, where you've got a lot of these online properties in terms of the websites that you run, and you know, you got hosting stuff, and you've got online banking stuff, and all the social networks and everything like that, right? And if you use 1Password, if you use these nonsensical passwords, it's like, how does anyone even know where, you know, what websites are you active on and part of, and what do you own, what what websites do you own? What services do you have accounts with, et cetera, et cetera? And then what's your login information for that stuff? Do you use different email addresses and different passwords for all these different accounts and things like that? You know, how can anyone know? Well, if you have 1Password, you can launch 1Password. You know, if you have someone's master password, you launch their 1Password app and you can go right in there and there you go. You can see all the login information. You can, you know what it is. 1Password has it stored. And since 1Password watches, you know, if you update your accounts on different sites, 1Password say, hey, do you want to update your password for this login information? You go, yes, boom, there you go. So it's done. So it's always up to date as well. So if you're changing your passwords and things like that, then your 1Password vault is always up to date and has the latest information. So basically, I have like this this note, because you can do notes in 1Password as well. You know, and all that stuff is encrypted. And so you go in there, and I basically got a note that's, you know, to whom it may concern, you know, if I'm dead or, you know, incapacitated or whatever it may be, here are the websites that I own. Here's the banks that we have accounts with. Here are the different accounts that I have, you know, my Twitter account. I have, you know, whatever, I don't have Facebook, but whatever it may be, right? And here's the different social networks that I am a part of and things like that. You know, FTP server information, you know, login, hosting information, all this stuff, right? That basically kind of says, here's where to go looking for the stuff that I have. Here's what to do. Here's how to manage it. Here's how, you know, here's what to go next and, you know, post such and such a blog post on my site or something like that, right? Some of that information. So it's kind of like this digital will. And it kind of lists out the boilerplate information, and the actual latest logins are then saved in one password, and you know the person can go then and use that information to log into the different accounts. So I think that's a huge deal. And you know, my master password is something that I'm familiar with. My wife has it memorized. She knows what it is as well. And so these, so she can go, she knows if I'm in an accident or whatever, open up 1Password on my computer. So things like that. And then how do I use 1Password on the go? Well, before iCloud Keychain, I used 1Password for all the login information on different websites. And, you go somewhere. And usually what I would do is you can go, you log in, you launch the site. I usually know what my login username is, but I don't know what the password is. So then I can open up 1Password and then copy and paste the password for that website or whatever it may be. But another really huge advantage for 1Password over the iCloud Keychain is that you can access your 1Password passwords, right? As far as I know, on the iPhone and on the iPad, there's no way to actually see what the username, login and password information is, apart from when you're there on the website. So I go to twitter.com and, Safari on iOS will auto-populate the username and password for me. But what if I am opening up an app that wants to authenticate my Twitter user account? And so I need to enter my username and password from within the app, right? Well, there's no way to access the actual, be able to see what that username and password is outside of being within a Safari fill in the blanks browser window. And so in that case, 1Password is very helpful because then I can go over, launch 1Password, I can copy and paste the password, go back to the app and authenticate it. So, if I'm using Instapaper, I'm within the Instapaper app and I need to log in to Instapaper from the app itself, Safari's Keychain doesn't help me there. It's not advantageous in that regard. I've got to have 1Password to be able to then go over, copy and paste the login information for Instapaper app or Feed Wrangler or whatever it is, these different services that I use, where the iCloud Keychain doesn't yet have access, doesn't have a reach there, and then I can't go look up that information. So definitely a lot of useful stuff there as well. Bank account information, recently I, went into the bank, had to make an update to the account. They're like, well, what's the account number on there? I keep that stuff in 1Password. So a lot of information that's still very helpful, very secure. So highly recommend, 1Password on the Mac and on iPhone. And I think it complements iCloud Keychain stuff very nicely. iCloud Keychain can help you for some of those, one-off scenarios where it's just easier to just use iCloud, you're lazy. And then 1Password basically has everything else. And that's kind of like the main, that's the default one, really helpful. So just a few thoughts in that regard. Maybe next week I will talk a little bit more about the video stuff that I did for the Tweetbot video. Hopefully you got to check that out. Turned out really good. I'm really happy with it. So in other words, because we'll call it a show, have a great weekend. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Okay. God bless.